This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art.
You are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have back in the studio Artistic Director of Little Lake Theater, Patrick Cannon. Welcome back, Patrick.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. So before we talk about the 2024 season, I want to just touch upon the 2023 season, which is ending this Thursday with White Christmas. And I hear it's sold out.
It is. We're feeling really lucky. We've got a beautiful production opening on Thursday. We'll run the next 3 weeks and wrap up our 75th anniversary season.
Wow, wow. And that's incredible. And how has the rehearsal process been going? Everybody excited to get
it? Yeah, there's a lot of Christmas joy over there. Whether you like it or not, the Christmas joy comes early at the lake.
Does.
So it's been really joyful. A lot of Christmas cheer, and you know, we've got it all decorated and ready to go, so.
Yay. I know, I just put my tree up yesterday, so I'm already in the holiday
spirit.
You're
ahead of me.
So now you're going to close with 2023 in 3 weeks with White Christmas. And so we're gearing up for 2024 season. And you just announced it this past week. So, Patrick, what is the 2024 season going to look like for you, Little Lake?
Well, in 2024, we are inviting audience to escape to the lake.
Oh.
So we have 10 really wonderful titles that we're bringing to the lake, starting with Matilda in April. Then we're going to be bringing the classic thriller Wait Until Dark to the lake. It's a new adaptation of the classic script from the Audrey Hepburn film.
Yeah.
And in June, we'll be bringing Jimmy Buffett's Escape to Margaritaville to the lake. So,
oh, what timely anticipation of that.
Yeah. Really wild. Honestly, we got the rights about a week before he passed away.
Wow.
And it was a bit serendipitous, so we're looking forward to honoring him and sharing some joy this summer.
Yeah. And after that, what do you got?
After that, we're bringing two shows for young actors and young audiences. The first one is Goldilocks and the Three Bears. We'll be performing that on weekends, on Saturday and Sunday afternoons through July.
Okay.
And in August, we will open Schoolhouse Rock Live, bringing the classic TV show to the stage.
Yeah.
And then rounding out summer into the fall, we'll be bringing On Golden Pond, the classic movie once again, followed by a new adaptation of Little Women by Kate Hamill. We're really excited about that one. At the end of October through the beginning of November, we're bringing Ken Ludwig's A Fox on the Fairway to the lake.
Yeah.
It's a hilarious farce about these, you know, the characters at this country club. It's the hijinks galore. It's a lot of fun. It's an audience favorite at the lake, and we're excited to bring it back. It's been about 12 or 13 years.
Wow, so time to bring it back.
It is time to bring it back. And then we're going to close the year with two Christmas shows.
Ooh.
We're going to have the best Christmas pageant ever at the beginning of December, followed by Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol.
That's
a Christmas Carol from Scrooge's business partner's point of view.
Yeah, yeah, the flip-flop side of that. Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, that'll be fun. And can I ask, why two Christmas shows?
Well, our audience is really wide-ranging, and, and the interest is equally so. So it was really important to us that we had two shows that kind of hit the whole spectrum of our audiences that families could come to and kids could be in, but also plays that folks who weren't necessarily interested in a kids show around Christmas could check out.
Yeah.
So went for the double whammy with that one.
Double whammy. Multiples of Christmas.
A Christmas doubleheader, if you would.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful season. I love the title, Escape to the Lake. How did you decide which shows to pick for this season?
Wow, that's a that's a difficult question. It's a combination of a lot of reading, a lot of research, a lot of reading of critical analysis, a lot of asking questions, talking to our audience, talking to our actors, and then a little bit of kind of intuition.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's certainly not a perfect science, but it's always a nut I'm trying to crack, and it's a beautiful challenge. I really love getting to have an opportunity to program for our community at large.
It's
pretty pretty remarkable opportunity.
Yeah. And how long has this been in the making? Like, when do you start programming a new season?
Basically, you know, even now.
Now.
You know, so now we've just released 2024 season, so I really will begin probably in January starting to read shows for our 2025 season.
Mm.
And, you know, you're kind of thinking themes and thinking shows that kind of can clump together, if you would,
mm-hmm.
And work within a season together. So there's it's a mix between obviously the artistic programming side of it, but half of it too is fighting a calendar. You know, we bring a lot of productions to our communities, and there's also a lot of conflicts and busy times of the years and holidays. And so we spend a lot of time, especially me and my managing director, the wonderful Patty Knapp, spend a lot of time diving in and looking at calendars and frankly just trying to break it, trying to break the code, if you would, of the best way to go about getting 10 shows and 7 camps and classes and workshops and events all packed into 1 year. It requires a lot of forethought, certainly.
I bet it does. Yeah, it seems like a lot. You definitely need a year to figure that out, for sure. And do you ever, like, when you pick a show, do you ever think about, okay, this can be done in the round, and then you read another show and you're like, this definitely cannot be done in the round, and then you just kind of discard it and you're like, all right, next one?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that?
There are certain shows where the question is, can we make it work in the round?
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while you find shows that are elevated perhaps by being in the round.
Yeah.
So we certainly are leaning more towards trying to find shows that are elevated by being in the round rather than shows that don't suffer from being in the round, you know?
Yeah.
But there's an intimacy in our space that really lends itself to, I think, you know, that kind of programming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's really exciting. And you're doing a lot of shows to target, as we talked about last time, but families and kids, not only in the audience, but also in the shows, which is really, really wonderful. You've also are doing more events and classes as well. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Certainly. Well, we have our summer camp classes. This year, we're expanding our summer camps once again from 6 camps to 7 camps.
Ooh.
So we have 3 musical theater camps, 3 Be a Star camps, and an acting camp.
Mm-hmm.
The musical theater and the acting camps do a performance at the end of the camp. We have classes that we are kind of reinstating this year for teens, monologue and scene study classes, as well as adults. We also have an apprentice program where students from local teens from the area can come to the lake and work alongside us as on the production team and as assistant directors and stage managers and costume designers and you name it. And so we're pretty highly involved with all age groups in our community, but the younger generation is, you know, undeniably the future. So we have, for instance, next year, Matilda, while all the adult roles will be played by adults, the kids and the teen roles will be played by teens.
Mm-hmm.
So certain shows like that, we double cast so that we can provide even more opportunities for actors in our area.
Yeah.
So, and that continues throughout the season, and in any show where there's kids, we double cast it so that we can have as many folks at the table as possible.
Yeah.
So for Schoolhouse Rock and for the Best Christmas Pageant Ever and Matilda, we'll have 2 casts of kids in all of those.
Very wonderful. Very wonderful. And it's also to make sure that the kids don't get run ragged.
Certainly. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
They have full lives and, you know, nowadays are involved with a million other things.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, it's impressive.
Yeah, it is very impressive. But that sounds like a wonderful season and a wonderful way to engage the Little Lake community, especially since, you know, we talked about earlier last time, like how a lot of, you know, theaters are trying to engage the audiences more. And I feel like you touched upon that, but you feel like you've done a very good job with that, especially we talked before the interview, but with your announcement this past week, you felt like it was like Little Lake was back, like it was a lot of people.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it ever went away. I just think that there was a kind of energy that we're feeling build back up, especially after the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, last year's season announcement, as we talked about before, this was great. But this year there was just a whole different life and energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know that has anything to do so much with my programming, but has to do with our community at large just getting back on its feet and ready to make art and put themselves out there again.
Yeah.
It took us a bit, I think, to have the dust settle and kind of shake it off, if you would.
Yeah, figure out your rhythm again. Yeah. No. Well, that's really exciting. And I know this is a hard question because you've picked out all of them, but do you have a favorite or one you're most looking forward to in the 2024 season?
Oh, wow. That is a difficult question. Well, I would have to say, I'm going to say two, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's
one
fine.
One is Schoolhouse Rock. That show is a big reason why I'm still a theater maker. And it's why I'm, you know, serving this position is because I was given opportunities to tell those kind of stories when I was a kid, and they hooked me in.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that it felt right to bring it back. It felt like three generations, you know, there's a new generation to introduce it to, and I feel like we have multiple generations who have experienced it at different levels now. So that one I'm really excited about. And then the last show in our season, Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol, it was written by my college mentor and professor, Tom Miola.
Oh.
So there's something kind of really cool about the full circle nature of that to be able to bring his story to life in my community and in our community is really great.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a cute full circle moment to be able to do that. That's wonderful.
It's pretty great.
And you do a lot of different adaptations this season of different shows. Can you describe how you decided to do different adaptations?
Yeah, I think that in listening to our audience and our subscribers, people really wanted escape, hence the escape to the lake, and people wanted familiarity.
Mm.
And so we wanted to find a way to do that, bring that to the audience, but do it in a way where we can bring fresh and unique and new perspectives and kind of interesting takes on these stories we know well, and bring that familiarity while still kind of push the bar forward.
Yeah. So kind of a nostalgia, but a twist on the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. Well, Patrick, is there anything else you would like to discuss about the 2024 season in Little Lake?
Oh, I guess I'll throw out there that subscriptions are available. We have 4, 6, 8, and 10 ticket Lake Pass Flex plans, and those allow you to buy the tickets at obviously various discounted prices, and you can kind of pick throughout our season. As we listed the 10 shows, there's quite a lot of variety. So if you and your partner and significant other want to have two date nights, we have the foreplay. But if you and another diehard theater lover want to see 5 shows together, we have the 10 play. So tried to kind of add more variety in our subscription plan this year to cater to people's schedules and the busyness of their lives and give some flexibility.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you have a Black Friday 25% off sale going on.
We do through December 5th. So hop on that.
Well, amazing. Patrick, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art.